Good morning, everyone, and welcome to part two of our Elul 5781-2021 Tefillah series, preparing for the days of Tefillah Yom Noraim, Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Again, this series this year is dedicated to our dear friend Jay Kaplowitz, Alav Hashalom, Zichron Levracha, whose funeral was yesterday, Yaakov Meir Ben Betzalel, whose love for Tefillah and fervor for Tefillah inspires so many, including myself. A dear friend, we dedicate the learning in this Elul Tefillah series to our dear friend Jay, again Yaakov Meir Ben Betzalel. We're continuing with Sharon B'Tefillah, talking about different Lashonos, different languages of Tefillah, and we're talking today about Itur, the language of the Medrash called Itur. And for Pinkus Rice, he says that Itur, at first glance, could mean Riboy Tefillah, you know, doing a lot of davening, a lot of Tefillah. But when you throw a lot of something at anything, you know, is it really meaningful, he asks? Is there really such a purpose in just throwing out different tefillos and hoping that one eventually catches? It doesn't seem like it's a meaningful thing to do. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillos, and he wants our bakashos, and he wants our persistence. But what's the purpose in doing so? And so Reb Pinkus here quotes a few different sources about Itur, and he says to explain what Itur really is. He quotes the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara talks about Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu Eilinis Haisa. Sarah was a woman who not just couldn't get pregnant, she didn't have the kelim. She was barren of the kelim, the proper physical organs to have children. Shenemar Vayti Sarah Akara Ein La Valad. Because the pasuk says two things. She was an Akara, she couldn't have children, but also Ein La Valad. The redundancy motivated the Gemara to say, Chazal to tell us, that it wasn't just she couldn't have children, Sarah, but rather she didn't have the proper body organs to be able to have children. Afilu base of blood, Allah, she has no base blood, she has no womb to be able to even hold or have children. Meaning she had no kelim, Chazal say, to be able to have children. So says Reb Pinkus, Kein mamashi ha-Torah ha-Kadosha shemetusahi. Hello, called Divrei Ke'ishnu Hashem. Vim kein be'emes ein lan ha'kelim. So too, sometimes we also, not just we can't do something, we don't have proper kelim to be able to do something. And Reb Pinkus says, just like Sarah had to not daven not just for children, but even for the kelim, for the miracle of having kelim, we too don't just have to daven to Hashem. We have to first daven Ribui Tefillah, what he calls Itur, to be able to first gain the kelim, the right vessel to be able to approach Hashem in Tefillah. And Reb Pinkus gives a beautiful mashal to understand what this means. He says, Hudoma lechofer bor. It's like somebody who tries to dig a ditch or a pit. Shechofer chafira acha chafira, v'chol chafira mesalakes od afar. You dig further and further into a pit, and each time you dig, it digs up more dirt. What's the purpose of doing so? The further you dig, you want to first create a place that's a base kibble. That's a proper cleat to hold the water. If you want to dig a well, you can't just make a small ditch in the ground. You have to dig deeper and deeper and deeper until the area becomes roy lekach, fitting to hold the water that you want it to hold. V'chein tzrichim anu lachsuv chativa achar chativa. So too, Lenimshal, the parable is that we too have to keep digging and digging and digging to be able to make ourselves into a kli, a vessel that is royal tefillah. It's all preparatory. It's all preparing ourselves for the proper lave, the proper seichel, the proper heart and intellect to be able to approach Hashem. And that's why it's important, even though it seems like itur, ribui tefillah, just throwing tefillos out to God, seems like just throwing darts at a board hoping one catches. No, really, its purpose is to be machshir ourselves, to be able to prepare ourselves just for the purpose of tefillah. So the question is, and Reb Pinkus writes, so what are the klei chasiva? What are our kelim? What kelim do we use to be able to prepare ourselves, make ourselves into the proper functional kli to be able to approach God in tefillah? And he writes, you know what it is? Bakashos, all the requests, dema'os, the tears, all those things prepare us to be able to be the proper kli, to be able to eventually daven. And therefore, these weeks, Before Rosh Hashanah, we're going to spend so much time davening to Hashem, subsumed, immersed in prayer. These weeks, as we approach Slichos, of course, Motzei Shabbos, and the weeks before Yom Noraim, are really to give ourselves the chance to make ourselves a kli to be able to approach Hashem properly then in tefillah. Wishing all of us success, of course, in our personal journey to be able to make ourselves into a kli, which is ra'i, which is fitting, to be able to approach Hashem in tefillah, and hoping with that the effort, with those efforts, Hashem will accept all of our prayers, all of our tefillos, for besoros tovos, for good things, good health, parnasa, sustenance, berevach, and abundance, good things for ourselves, our families, and Klal Yisrael. We'll see you all tomorrow, Mir Tashem, with part 3 of our Erel Tefillah series. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.